Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. This year, Harupa Valley is celebrating a big milestone, 25 years of food, fun, and community spirit. The Rotary Club of Harupa Valley and the Harupa Valley Lions Club are teaming up once again to host the 25th Harupa Valley Food Fest. For a quarter of a century, this event has brought neighbors together to enjoy local flavors, showcase small businesses, and build lasting friendships. But beyond the great food and celebration, the Food Fest has a deeper purpose. Proceeds go towards scholarships for local students and support for vital community programs. That means every ticket, every plate, and every sponsorship helps make a difference right here at home. Joining me today is Nicole Sims of the Rotary Club of Harupa Valley to share what's in store for this year's Food Fest and why this 25th anniversary is one the community won't want to miss. Thank you for joining me.
Of course. Thank you so much for having us. I really appreciate it.
Start by telling us how this event got started and how it's grown over the years.
Fun fact, we're actually celebrating 25 years this year. It's so exciting. The Harupa Valley Food Fest started as a small fundraiser between the Rotary Club of Harupa Valley and the Lions Club, and it's gone from a small gathering to this incredible tradition that the whole community looks forward to.
What makes this such a special tradition for the Harupa Valley community?
The Harupa Valley Food Fest is the one event where everyone comes together. You see friends, neighbors, both old and new, and even old classmates. And it's a reunion and a welcome party for newcomers to our city. And that's what makes it so special. Everyone coming together, supporting one another.
For someone who's never been, what can they expect when they walk into this event?
From the moment you walk in, you're surrounded by music, the smell of amazing food, kids laughing in our new kids zone. And there's like this buzz in the air and it feels so welcoming. Like it's a big block party that's family friendly and welcoming to all.
Tell us about the food. What are some of the standout restaurants or tastings lined up this year?
Oh, I'm so hyped about this year's food lineup. So everyone should definitely make sure that they come hungry. You're going to be able to sample and meet the team of Harupa Valley's newest food spots like Harupa's Cafe, Pizza Plug, Pollo Campero, and of course, we have our local favorites, including Alvarado's Mexican Grill, Cardelli's Italian Deli, Texas Roadhouse, and Applebee's. That's not even the full list. We've got such a variety this year, you'll definitely leave full and maybe even discover a new favorite restaurant.
And besides food, what kinds of entertainment and activities will people enjoy?
This year, we're adding a dedicated kids zone, which is perfect for families. And we have the live auction and that's always a crowd favorite. People get so competitive. Everyone's cheering and it's all in good fun while raising money for great causes. And we really tried to make sure that there's something for everyone, including like silent auctions for our more introverted friends and a beer and wine garden for our 21 and over crowd.
This event raises money that stays right here in our community. Can you talk about how the proceeds will be used?
So at the heart of Harupa Valley Food Fest is giving back. So every ticket and auction bid helps fund so many local projects that directly supports families and neighborhoods right here in Harupa Valley. And this includes one of our most exciting moments. It's when we present scholarships to seniors that are graduating from our local high schools. So something to keep in mind is the Rotary Club of Harupa Valley and the Lions Club are really a direct reflection of our residents and neighbors. So when you support the Harupa Valley Food Fest, you know, whether it's attending, donating, volunteering, bidding on an auction basket, or giving us the opportunity to do a radio interview, you're the reason we can give back. So when we are presenting that scholarship, you know, handing out ice cream at the senior centers during a heat wave or packing food for families in need, it's not just the Rotary Club of Harupa Valley or the Lions Club doing that. It's you, our neighbors, making that possible.
I'm speaking with Nicole Sims of the Rotary Club of Harupa Valley about this year's Harupa Valley Food Fest. Do you have a favorite story that really shows the difference Food Fest has made over the years?
I do. So some of our most powerful moments are when the scholarship recipients come back and share where life has taken them. One actually became an engineer. Another one is actually now working in our school district. So it really shows the ripple effect of the Harupa Valley Food Fest. You know, you're not just supporting one student, you're impacting the whole community.
Food Fest wouldn't be possible without community support, like you said. Why should local businesses or individuals consider becoming sponsors?
I mean, it's a win-win. When you sponsor the Harupa Valley Food Fest, that check that you write is really an investment in your community. Yes, we'll celebrate you and we're going to spotlight you. But more importantly, you're proving your support to young students, local families, and Harupa Valley as a whole, and in a city that is built on being a community of communities, that is the city's slogan, that kind of support truly matters.
What kind of benefits or visibility do sponsors receive?
We love shining a spotlight on our sponsors. They get recognition on social media, logos on our event materials, shout outs at the Harupa Valley Food Fest, and even complimentary tickets so that their loved ones and their employees can also enjoy the night too.
And for someone who may not be able to sponsor, are there other ways to get involved, like volunteering, donating, or just attending?
Absolutely. Every person has a purpose in this world, and supporting your community doesn't always mean writing a big check or giving up tons of your time. We'd love to find a role that fits your life and still helps our club to do the work that we do. You know, that could be donating a raffle prize, helping us set up tables, passing out flyers, or even just following and sharing our posts on social media. I mean, honestly, just showing up and bringing a friend is massive. It is these smaller, unique roles, actually, that really make the difference. You're the backstage to our Broadway show, and without you, that spotlight wouldn't turn on.
What are the logistics of Food Fest this year?
The Harupa Valley Food Fest is happening Saturday, October 4th from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Skyview Event Center in Harupa Valley. Easy to get to, family friendly, and has free parking.
And how can someone get tickets, and do they need to buy them ahead of time, or will they be available at the door?
We do highly recommend that they buy them ahead of time. It is our 25th anniversary, so we want them to get them early so it doesn't sell out. But they can grab our tickets online or at the door.
And where can we go to get more details or reserve a spot?
All of the info is going to actually be on our Facebook page. That's at Harupa Valley Food Fest. That's the best place to stay updated. And that's also where you can get your tickets.
And as you celebrate 25 years of Food Fest, what do you hope people will take away from this year's event?
We really hope that people leave with full bellies, happy hearts, and that sense of connection. At the end of the day, the Harupa Valley Food Fest is about sharing good food, making memories, and really celebrating the strength of our community of communities.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I've I've been speaking with Nicole Sims of the Rotary Club of Harupa Valley about this year's Food Fest taking place Saturday, October 4th at Skyview Event Center in Harupa Valley. Anything else you think we should know?
You still need to come hungry. Absolutely come hungry. Like I said, that list of vendors is not the full list. We have some amazing new additions this year and a lot of exciting surprises, and bring those checkbooks too. You're going to do a lot of help.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. Congratulations on 25 years of Food Fest, and I hope this year is another huge success.
Hey, thank you so much. I really appreciate you having us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.